From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. The U.S. State Department announced on Friday that Cuba has been dropped from its list of state sponsors of terrorism. At El Rinconcito, a Cuban diner in Coconut Grove, attorney and Cuban expat Oscar Rodriguez welcomed the news.
I came with my parents in 1960. My parents were anti-Castro. That's why we came to the United States. But by the same token, we're very happy that the people of Cuba will have an opportunity to live and enjoy some of the things that they have not been able to enjoy for 55 years.
Other Cubans, like car salesman Ronald Borges, were less enthusiastic.
Honestly, I was in Cuba 17 years. I'm done with it. I'm here now, so I really don't care. I'm an American citizen now. My family's in here. I don't care.
Taking Cuba off the terrorism list means there will be now fewer restrictions on things like banking, arms-related sales, and foreign aid. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.